listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 350, covering week 3, January 15th to 21st, 2024. Lutris 0.5.15 has been released, providing tools to make it easier to install, configure, and manage games on Linux. The project code is written in Python and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. The project maintains a database for quickly searching and installing games, allowing you to launch games on Linux through a single interface with one click, without worrying about installing dependencies and settings. Runtime components for running games are supplied by the project. A runtime is a distribution-independent set of libraries that includes components from SteamOS and Ubuntu, as well as various additional libraries. Lutris itself does not sell games, but free games can be launched with one click from the Lutris graphical interface. The OpenSUSE project developers have begun work on OpenSUSE Leap 16, which will be based on the adaptable Linux platform. OpenSUSE Leap 16.0 is planned for release in 2025. On June 11th, OpenSUSE Leap 15.6 will be released, which will most likely become the last classic release of the project. The development of OpenSUSE Leap 16 plans to continue using the OpenSUSE Factory repository development model and achieve an optimal balance between new ALP technologies, the traditional Linux operating system, and community package integration initiatives. The ALP platform is a continuation of the SUSE Linux Enterprise distribution. The main distribution will be a stripped-down host OS environment, which includes only the components minimally necessary to work on your equipment. All applications and user space components will not run in a mixed environment, but in separate containers or virtual machines running on top of the host OS and isolated from each other. System76 announced progress in developing their custom shell called Cosmic, rewritten in the Rust language. The shell is close to the first alpha release, containing a basic set of features that allow the shell to be considered a working product. They expect the alpha version will be published at the end of March. Highlights include Cosmic Terminal Emulator, written using the Alacrity Terminal Framework and supporting features such as GPU rendering, skins, and rich input methods. The addition of support for mouse emulation and the ability to open hyperlinks in the terminal are noted as being under development. Oracle has published VirtualBox 7.0.14, a corrective release which contains 14 fixes. At the same time, VirtualBox 6.1.50 was released with 7 changes, including support for packages with the kernel from the RHEL 9.4 and 8.9 distributions, as well as the implementation of the ability to import and export images of virtual machines with NVMe drive controllers and media inserted into the virtual CD/DVD drive. Oracle has formed a new branch of MySQL 8.3 DBMS and published a corrective update for MySQL 8.0.36. MySQL Community Server 8.3.0 builds are prepared for all major Linux, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows distributions. It is the third release built under the new release model, which provides two types of MySQL branches, Innovation and LTS. The Innovation branches, which include MySQL 8.1, 8.2, and 8.3, are recommended for those who want to get access to new functionality earlier. These branches are published every 3 months and are supported only until the next major release is published. LTS branches will be released every 2 years and will be supported normally for 5 years, plus an optional 3 years of extended support. Corrective releases of Xorg Server 21.1.11 and DDX Component X-Whale in 23.2.4 have been published, which ensures the launch of Xorg Server for running/executing X11 applications in Wayland-based environments. The new version fixes 6 vulnerabilities, some of which could be exploited for privilege escalation on systems where the X server is running as root, as well as for remote code execution in configurations that use X11 session redirection via SSH for access. The Optical Text Recognition System Tesseract 5.3.4 was announced. It supports recognition of UTF-8 characters and texts in more than 100 languages. The results can be saved in plain text or in HTML, Alto, PDF, and TSV formats. The system was originally created between 1985 to 1995 in the Hewlett-Packard Laboratory. In 2005, the code was opened under the Apache license and was further developed with the participation of Google employees. The source code of the project is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Tesseract includes a console utility in the libtesseract library for embedding OCR functionality into other applications. Third-party GUI interfaces support Tesseract include GImageReader, VietOCR, and YAGF. Two recognition engines are offered, a classic one that recognizes text at the level of individual character patterns, and a new one based on the use of a machine learning system based on an LSTM recurrent neural network optimized for recognizing entire strings and allowing for a significant increase in accuracy. Ready-made trained models have been published for 123 languages to optimize performance. Modules using OpenMP and SIMD instructions AVX2, AVX, AVX512F, Neon, or SSE 4.1 are offered. The GNU project has published the GNU Emacs 29.2 text editor. The project code is written in C and Lisp and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. In the new release on the GNU Linux platform, Emacs is set to handle the org protocol URI scheme by default. The org mode allows you to quickly save bookmarks, notes, and links using the Emacs client command. In addition, the new version offers a new option with which you can enable the display of external file names instead of shortcuts to them. Foxconn has joined the Open Invention Network, an organization dedicated to protecting the Linux ecosystem from patent claims. By joining OIN, Foxconn has demonstrated its commitment to co-innovation and non-aggressive patent management. Foxconn ranks 20th among the largest corporations by revenue and is the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer. About 40% of all consumer electronics devices are manufactured by Foxconn. OIN members agree not to assert patent claims and will freely permit the use of patented technology and projects related to the Linux ecosystem. OIN members include more than 3,800 companies, communities, and organizations that have signed a patent-sharing license agreement. Companies that sign the agreement gain access to patents held by OIN in exchange for an obligation not to pursue legal claims for the use of technologies used in the Linux ecosystem. The Wayland Protocols 1.33 package has been published, containing a set of protocols and extensions that complement the capabilities of the base Wayland protocol and provide the capabilities necessary for building composite servers and user environments. In the new version, the Linux DMA buff protocol has been transferred to the stable category, which ensures the sharing of several video cards using DMA-BUF technology. A new protocol, X-Transient Seat, has been added and placed in the staging category. The new protocol can be used to create temporary independent sessions designed for use with virtual input devices. When implementing the ability to connect a remote desktop, the protocol allows you to create a separate session for each user with a virtual keyboard and mouse. Nate Graham has published a report on preparations for the KDE 6 release scheduled for February 28th. The KDE Plasma 6.0 and KDE Gears 6.0 codebase has been forked into a separate repository, and the master branch has been accumulating changes for KDE Plasma 6.1 and KDE Gears 24.05. The OCRAD 0.29 optical character recognition system developed by the GNU project has been released. OCRAD can be used both in the form of a library for integrating OCR functions into other applications and in the form of a separate utility that, based on the image passed to the input, produces text in UTF-8 or 8-bit encodings. OCRAD uses a feature extraction method. It includes a page layout analyzer that allows you to correctly separate columns and blocks of text in printed documents. Recognition is supported only for characters from the ASCII, ISO 8859-9, and ISO 8859-15 encodings. There is no support for the Cyrillic alphabet. Support for Fuchsia in Chrome has now been discontinued. They state that they are winding down the Fuchsia development program for workstations. Support for the web engine and web runner browser components for Fuchsia will continue, but a separate full-fledged Chrome browser will not be provided. Fuchsia's future development will likely focus only on consumer devices such as home automation systems, smart photo frames, and speakers. Fuchsia is based on the Zircon microkernel, which is based on the LK project. Zircon extends LK with support for processes and shared libraries, a user level, an object handling system, and a capability-based security model. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.